This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. The Charlottesville Podcasting Network is supported in part by the Daily Progress, covering Central Virginia at dailyprogress.com. Storytelling and music making are perhaps two of the themes in the upcoming 16th season of 9 plays at Live Arts. The plays were announced at a special preview given on June 5th, 2006, to Live Arts sponsors and donors. I stopped by to find out what you can expect from the new season. John Gibson has been the artistic director for Live Arts for the past 11 years. He says there isn't one conscious theme that binds this season's offerings.
If there are themes, they present themselves after we've made the choices. We don't seek out a theme, but often themes seek us. And this year has lots to do with our role as people, as storytellers and musicians. That's a recurring thread. Stories run through this season, not just the story of the plays, but stories within the plays, and also our relationship to music. So those two things. Mortality is always a theme for the theater. And this season also has a theological bent, as many of the plays struggle with our relationship to a higher being.
This year marks the 250th birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the 25th anniversary of the Broadway debut of the play Amadeus. Live Arts will kick off its season with this musical. Here's a selection.
Who was this music for? Not himself. Of course, not himself. What need to mourn a man who will live forever?
One of our culture's most enduring stories is that of Helen of Troy. Gibson says Live Arts will stage a modern interpretation of the tale for the second play of its season.
It is an ancient play. It's Helen by Euripides, but reimagined by a contemporary playwright, Ellen McLaughlin, best known as the original Angels and Angels in America, and a great longtime collaborator of Tony Kushner. In fact, Tony Kushner directed the original production of this piece. It's directed by Rhonda Hewitt, and she's told many stories on our stage. This will be her second time as a director. She directed Sister Mary Ignatius for us back in the old space, for those of you who've been following Live Arts for the last several years.
And here's a quick clip, again, from the preview party.
There's a girl who's imprisoned in a high tower, or a ring of fire, or she's chained to a rock above the thrashing sea, or she sleeps in a glass coffin, a coffin of ice in the center of a forest of thorns. She is frozen, stranded in the perpetual stillness of her most beautiful moment.
Gibson explains how the play explores the themes of beauty
and how we relate to beauty and copies of beauty. It seems like an especially fitting story for the media age, as Helen of Troy was not just a person, but statues and paintings. She was the first worldwide celebrity, and she became that for the simple fact of her extraordinary beauty. It was, to dip into the cliche, the face that launched 1,000 ships, and those ships were at war. So war fought over the idea of beauty.
The next play in the series will be another musical, Ain't Misbehavin', a musical review that presents the works of legendary jazz composer Fats Waller. Gibson says the creation of this review in 1978 played a major role in keeping the music of Fats Waller alive.
In 1978, when Richard Maltby started to collect this music of Fats Waller, lots of it was on the verge of slipping into obscurity or vanishing altogether. They rescued original scores and recordings that might otherwise have been lost, and thus might have diminished the legacy of an extraordinary, uniquely gifted American artist, Thomas Fats Waller, his mother's 285-pound bundle of jam, jive, and everything.
For the past 9 seasons, the Live Arts team has selected a script from a work that made its debut at a major theater festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. This season is no different.
Every year we have a piece that we've encountered first in Edinburgh, and this year that piece is Tom Paine, Based on Nothing by Will Eno, and it's a remarkable one-man journey into fear and the unconscious and love and growing up. It's by turns terrifying and very, very funny, and I was there in the audience for the first performance ever of this play 2 years ago. It's gone on to great worldwide acclaim since then, and we're glad to bring this unique and memorable script to Charlottesville. It's one man, and he makes you question the nature of just about everything. One of the critics called him, Will Eno, the playwright, a Samuel Beckett for the John Stewart age. He has Beckett's curiosity about the unknown and the unknowable, and he is also very funny.
When did your childhood end? How badly did you get hurt when you did? When you were this little hurtable thing, nothing but big eyes, a heart, a few hundred words. Isn't it wonderful how we'd never recover? Injuries and wounds, ladies and gentlemen, slights and abuses. Oh, what a paradise.
Gibson promises the next production is the most seriously disturbing play that Live Arts has dared present. Here he is describing The Pillow Man, a play by Martin McDonagh, in which a writer is questioned about the link between his violent short stories and real things happening in the town where he lives.
In New York, in London, in the places where it's played already, people gasped, screamed, shuddered, shook, walked out, came back from war. It deals with things that are so horrific and so disturbing, and in the service of such great ideas about the role of storytellers, about our relationship to our fellow men. And it is a shocking play, and one that I promise you is worth the shocks that it delivers. Here's a bit. A great man once said, "The first duty of a storyteller is to tell a story," and I believe in that wholeheartedly. Or was it the only duty of a storyteller is to tell a story? It might have been the only duty of a storyteller is to tell a story. I can't remember. But anyway, that's what I do. I tell stories. No axe to grind. No nothing to grind. No social anything whatsoever.
After that, Live Arts will take a lighter approach with another musical, this time by cartoonist Linda Barry with The Good Times Are Killing Me. Gibson says audiences will appreciate the comedy.
Her central character, Edna, is a 12-year-old girl, and she has a very rich fantasy life and also a very strong connection to music. She imagines herself as Maria von Trapp in The Sound of Music, and when her father brings home a beat-up old record player, she and her little sister start in their basement the record nightclub, and they trot out lots of well-known and unknown songs from the 1960s.
And sometimes when I'm trying to fall asleep at night, I remember that song. I just lie there and stare at the silver spot coming through our bedroom windows. My little sister told me one time that she used to think that the street lamp was in reality God. I don't see how she can even stand to admit that.
Then Live Arts will take on The Violet Hour by Richard Greenberg. The play takes place on April 1st, 1919.
In the office of a New York publisher, and a machine from the future arrives, a fax machine. But it's not only a machine from the future, it's filled with pages from the future. And these five characters whose lives are centered around the literary world and the written word, their lives are turned upside down by what they learn about themselves in the future and their very funny attempts to change the past, which for them is, of course, the present.
Live Arts will tackle Harold Pinter for the first time this year with a production of Old Times, and the season will conclude with a production of another well-known playwright. Tennessee Williams comes to Charlottesville next summer with a Live Arts tribute to New Orleans.
In the months after Hurricane Katrina, we had a lot of people suggest that we do a staged reading or a one-night-only production of Streetcar Named Desire. We considered that, but then thought, you know, everyone is focused on New Orleans right now. We wondered what role we could play in keeping people's awareness, interest, awake and alive.
Maybe we are a long way from being made in God's image, but there has been some progress since then.
Next July marks the 60th anniversary of A Streetcar Named Desire. Here's an excerpt from Gibson's preview.
The world since then, in some kinds of people, some tenderer feelings have had some little beginning that we have got to make grow and cling to and hold as our flag in this dark march toward whatever it is we're approaching, don't hang back with the brutes.
In addition to the 9 plays, Live Arts will continue to offer workshops and classes to aspiring actors, directors, technicians, and every other position required to create great theater. You've been listening to a podcast from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by the Daily Progress. Check out lifestyle features and multimedia specials on dailyprogress.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, a public presentation of Wordcast Productions. For more information, visit sevillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.
You can't cast yourself as Blanche.